Have you ever felt overwhelmed in situations others seem to handle with ease? Do loud noises, strong smells, or chaotic environments drain your energy? You might be among the 15-20% of people born with a fundamentally different nervous system. High sensitivity isn't a disorder or weakness. It's a genetic trait with deep evolutionary roots. Throughout history, every thriving society has benefited from both warrior kings who took action and royal advisors who counseled caution and wisdom. As a highly sensitive person, HSP, you're one of nature's advisors, thoughtful, conscientious, and uniquely attuned to nuance. Since Dr. Elaine Aaron's groundbreaking research, this trait has gained recognition worldwide. Celebrities like Nicole Kidman, Scarlett Johansson, and Kanye West have openly discussed their sensitivity. Yet countless others still struggle in silence, believing themselves flawed in a culture that prizes toughness and extroversion. The truth? Your sensitivity represents not a defect, but an essential human variation, as valuable as strength, speed, or any other attribute. Your heightened awareness allows you to process information more thoroughly, notice subtleties others miss, and experience emotions with breathtaking intensity. This isn't about having sharper physical senses, but about deeper processing of everything you experience. Sensitivity stems from the nervous system, with HSPs reaching high arousal more quickly than others. This trait, visible from infancy and consistent across cultures, enables detection of subtleties others miss. About 20% of infants show a high reactive temperament from birth, maintaining this sensitivity throughout life. The sensitive brain processes information more thoroughly, with greater activation in awareness and emotional processing regions. HSPs have a dominant inhibition system, creating a narrow window between understimulation and overstimulation. For highly sensitive children, ordinary experiences can feel extraordinary. A playground might overwhelm them with sensory input, while experiences like losing a pet affect them more deeply, not from weakness, but from deeper processing. Secure attachment to caregivers is essential, teaching sensitive children that the world is manageable. However, negative messages about sensitivity can create shame about their natural temperament. In school, sensitive children often excel academically while struggling with sensory overload. Though sometimes labeled shy or dreamy, they're actually processing their environment more deeply, with rich inner lives that may be overlooked in settings favoring quick responses and social boldness. As an HSP, your body is like a finely tuned instrument, extraordinarily responsive, yet requiring careful handling to function optimally. You likely need more sleep than others and react more intensely to medications, caffeine, and environmental stimuli. When overstimulated, you may struggle to recognize basic bodily signals like hunger or fatigue. Self-care isn't optional, it's essential. Sleep is particularly vital, as HSPs need extra rest to process daily experiences, and sleep debt accumulates rapidly. Environmental factors that others might ignore, like fluorescent lights, background noise, or scratchy fabrics, can trigger significant stress responses in your sensitive system. Similarly, standard doses of medications, caffeine, or alcohol might overwhelm you. The key is creating containers, both physical spaces and practices, that provide comfort and safety. This includes quiet rooms, peaceful gardens, meditation, or creative outlets. Setting clear boundaries is equally important, learning to decline excessive stimulation while embracing what truly nourishes you. You're too shy. For HSPs, this common label misses the mark. What others perceive as shyness is typically sensitivity to overstimulation in social settings, not fear of judgment, though that may develop later. The shy label's negative connotations can become self-fulfilling. A Stanford study showed that when women experiencing physiological arousal were told it stemmed from environmental factors rather than nervousness, their social behavior matched non-shy participants. The limitation came from the label, not the physical experience. About 70% of HSPs are introverts, preferring deeper connections with fewer people. This isn't a social deficit, but a different approach to relationships. These individuals excel at listening, empathy, and meaningful conversation. The other 30% are sensitive extroverts who enjoy social engagement while still needing to manage overstimulation. For HSPs, the challenge isn't social skills. You likely understand social norms well. The real issue is implementing these skills when overwhelmed. The solution lies in better arousal management, taking breaks during events, adopting different social personas, and understanding that discomfort isn't dangerous. For HSPs, the right work environment makes the difference between thriving and merely surviving. Your natural gifts of perception, empathy, and depth need the proper context to flourish. HSPs excel in advisory roles, offering thoughtful analysis and ethical perspectives. While capable of leadership or entrepreneurship, you tend toward reflection over impulse. Work must provide meaning beyond income, addressing what Jung called your unique life question. You can succeed in any field, provided it matches your temperament. Ideal workplaces offer moderate stimulation, schedule flexibility, meaningful tasks, and minimal interruptions. Many HSPs thrive in self-employment or find organizational roles where sensitivity becomes an asset. The arts and service professions naturally attract HSPs, leveraging their emotional depth and empathy. However, especially in caring professions, balancing service to others with self-care is essential to prevent burnout. HSPs experience love with exceptional intensity, creating potential for deep intimacy while sometimes finding relationships overwhelming. Their heightened emotional awareness leads to quick, powerful attachments, often projecting idealized qualities onto partners that can later cause disappointment. Their distinctive need for both connection and solitude creates a unique relationship rhythm that may confuse non-HSP partners. Clear communication about these needs is essential for relationship success. While HSP-HSP couples share natural understanding but may struggle with conflict avoidance, HSP-non-HSP partnerships often divide roles based on strengths. However, this risks limiting HSPs to emotional roles while non-HSPs handle practical matters. In conflicts, HSPs' sensitivity to criticism and need for processing requires specific strategies, such as taking breaks during heated discussions and using reflective listening to transform challenges into growth opportunities. Understanding high sensitivity transforms self-perception and worldview. After years of being told you're too much, recognizing sensitivity as a valid trait can be revolutionary. This isn't about accepting limitations, but honoring your nervous system's wisdom. Key strategies include managing stimulation through quiet spaces and scheduled downtime, choosing meaningful work and relationships, setting clear boundaries, practicing self-compassion during overwhelm, connecting with other HSPs, and selective education of others about your trait. Embrace sensitivity's gifts, deep processing, emotional depths, aesthetic appreciation, empathy, and intuition. The journey to authentic living isn't linear. It requires continuous learning and adjustment. Yet when you embrace your trait, you discover purpose and belonging. Your sensitivity becomes a compass guiding your unique contribution. In a world needing both action and reflection, your perspective is essential. Your thoughtful presence balances the rush toward constant stimulation, while your empathy counters disconnection. Living authentically as an HSP, neither hiding nor being limited by your sensitivity, enhances personal well-being and enriches the broader community.